Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this second Sunday after the Epiphany. In last week's Old Testament reading from Isaiah, God was telling his people, "I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." This call and redemption were fulfilled in the ministry, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The prophecy is given concerning Jerusalem and the land of promise, but it is more than that. It is speaking of the eternal kingdom for which the suffering servant was sent. He is speaking these words of righteousness and salvation, which go forth as brightness and as a burning torch to all nations. We return to the figures of brightness and the bridegroom in the hymn, "O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright."
A reading from the 62nd chapter of the prophet Isaiah. "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, 'My delight is in her,' and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you."
In the epistle reading, St. Paul answers a question raised by the faithful in Corinth, which concerns spiritual gifts. Before enumerating several of these, he clearly tells the Corinthians that no one can even confess that Jesus is Lord without the power of the Holy Spirit. All of these gifts are freely distributed to those to whom the Spirit wills them, without merit or works. We sing of this work of the Holy Spirit in the hymn, "Holy Spirit, the Dove Sent from Heaven."
A reading from the 12th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, 'Jesus is accursed.' And no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills.
Holy Spirit, God has sent from heaven, ever one with the one who is free. From the Father you came, words of peace to proclaim, come and comfort us, speak tenderly. You, the fragrance of life we are seeking, fill your temple, your altar, make clean. Joy is shelter of love, gracious friend from above, in your care we are resting serene. Holy Spirit, the fire celestial, who on Pentecost came as before, to descend from on high and the church occupy as the plan filled the temple of all. All the baptized you seal with your promise, all believers your gifts there receive, so that all the elect all in Christ may expect to enjoy what by grace they believe.
Holy Spirit, the unction of blessing, sacred oil of the green on the tree, giving peace, giving light, as the tent lamps ignite, and as Aaron praised God joyfully. Blessed living and life-giving water, now preserve us from evil within. For in Jesus, God's Son, all believers are one.
We hear of the first sign of Jesus in the gospel reading for today. He and his mother and disciples were invited to a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Jewish wedding feasts typically lasted 7 days. Wine was a symbol in the Old Testament of physical and spiritual joy, future hope, and abundance. Running out of it at a wedding would have been considered a social blunder. Jesus graciously provided for their need, performing the first sign in his ministry. The Greek word used here implies more than a miracle, revealing God's mind and work. We sing of this in the hymn, "The Only Son from Heaven."
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him.
Inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school are offered immediately following the service for all ages. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. This coming Wednesday evening, January 22nd, offers another in our Joyful Generational Ministries, featuring joyful connections for middle school and high school youth from 5:30 until 7. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, you can set your hope on Christ, the morning star, the only sun from heaven.